Flash and Cyborg teaming up. Will we see Deathstroke in Justice League? Wonder Woman likes girls. And will we know the storyline to the Batman solo film by nightfall?
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Yeah.
Watches in.
Can you see those nice watchtower watches?
Right.
Official?
Shout out
together from the
to Movement
the
Watches, y'all.
Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled.
I don't want to talk over it.
Is this Ted Knight doing this?
Of course it's Ted Knight.
That's awesome.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
Monroe!
Monroe!
Oh, Mr. Rush!
I was just doing that the other day, Monroe.
I can't believe I didn't realize
Shout
that
out Jim J. Bullock, y'all.
Yes,
shout out his really beautiful daughters.
Wow, Jim J. Bullock reference.
I love my God.
Welcome everyone to DC Movie News Shows. I wore my Batman bow tie. We are on
Did
the top.
Did you just put that on?
I've had it on for about 15 minutes.
Yeah,
he just put it on. Did you guys notice that he had that on?
Of course we noticed.
I did. Yeah, I did not.
Put it on.
I did not see the Batman bow tie, Roxy.
I didn't see that.
When we get the new watches from Movement, I thought I might want to make it a black tie affair. So I put on the Batman
Dapper bow tie. The Dapper Dan over here.
Oh, boy.
Dapper Johnny.
Know what I'm saying?
No, Dapper Dan.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. We are right here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We're at DC Movies SK on the Twitter and on Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Let's get cracking. Plenty to talk about today. This is going to be a good one. Sitting next to me, DC Encyclopedia, very talented actor, should be the next Blue Beetle. Find him on Twitter at Mike Kalinowski, because he's Mike Kalinowski. Bone Apple Tea, my friend.
Bone Apple Tea to all of you out there. See, I'm down with the millennial stuff that's happening on the interwebs and whatnot. The internets.
For sure, dude.
Got the internets. Got it hooked up. Doing Bone Apple Tea to all you guys out
Dialing
there.
Dialing in.
Yep.
Dialing it in.
Yep. Dialing it up.
Dialing it
Welcome,
up.
Welcome, everybody. Good to see you. Sorry I missed you all last week, guys. Sorry about that. A little busy week, but other than that, I'm here.
We are.
I'm here, I'm ready to go.
And right there, that is the man of the host of Man vs. Child and FYI and FX Movie Download on FX. Find him on Twitter at Adam Gertler. He is Adam Gertler.
How are you guys doing?
What's up, bro?
Doing well.
If we're being completely honest with the audience, I'm a little high on over-the-counter cold medicine.
Good.
And it's having an effect of making my nipples kind of like the film Batman and Robin suits.
Good thing you have a drapey shirt on then.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Do you think this is drapey? I mean, that's a
Well,
thing.
Now you stick
Whoa,
them out like
yeah,
that.
They
see
are
See what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
See what's going
now
on
I
there?
I can't not look at them.
I don't look I'm as trying. Good as the thing that's next to
it's,
me,
it's
though.
It's odd that Roxy's wearing the onesie, yet your nipples
yes,
are shining through.
Yes, get up, Roxy. You're doing a little spin.
Okay, thank you for Black Milk for another one. This one isn't DC related. I don't even think I can, like,
But it's Black Milk related.
Yeah, it is. I love Black Milk.
It's only exactly. DC related.
Well, it's like a cat suit, so I'm like Catwoman, kind of.
Yeah, Catwoman doesn't have a Catwoman logo on her cat suit. That's why her suit is cool. You just need some glasses or something.
And you just wear that out, like...
Well,
You had something over it.
I had a sweatshirt tied around my waist.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just wearing this the whole time. Did you notice I was wearing it?
Of course I noticed it. But I didn't see you walk in from down the street. I wasn't driving my
of
car.
Of course I noticed that, Roxy. You don't not see Roxy Stryer in a catsuit just like you don't not see a freaking Batman bow tie.
Well, when I see Roxy, I look at her face is what I see when I see Roxy.
Thank
I don't look
so
anywhere
much.
I see
I feel like
face,
you should be
so.
The one wearing the bow tie, actually.
That's true.
It?
That would be sick.
I'm okay. Do you want it?
That would make her like more cocktail server, less cat
Are you guys ready
woman.
For TV
well, anyways,
time?
While I hand off this bow tie to the crown jewel of the DC Movie News show,
Love
she's
you,
also
Johnny.
The host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer.
Hey, and Flash and Friends aired this week, starting on Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Just had our first episode. Woohoo!
That's right. How'd it go?
It went really well.
See, that works.
You
cool?
do that at the end of the show. You're always yelling at me. You set it up at the end. Right? Where we can find us.
No, you could,
yeah, but he said that I'm from...
Mike, you can put yourself over anytime you want.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Of
I'm
course.
Sorry.
No, he
of
said course. I'm from TV Fights and Screen Junkies. I said, and Flash and
oh.
Friends.
Oh!
Yeah.
I was looking at you putting on the bow tie. I wasn't listening.
Mike's here and is going. It's going
that
on.
That it is.
So anyways, guys, let's get right into it. First things first, a lot of good photos this week, some really fun information, good conversation pieces. First off, a little bit of info possibly on the Batman solo film. Rumor mill is Deathstroke going to be replacing Bane in the Nightfall storyline. Take it away, Kalinowski.
I'm going for it. I get to go.
Yes, you
do. Well, it was interesting. it's interesting. I don't know, because their talk is... There's a lot of misleading stuff happening. They say that, you know, Affleck's film is all in Arkham. That came out a few months ago. And now they're saying that if you know Nightfall's storyline, it's Bane kind of making Batman run the gauntlet of all his villains to wear him down to where he finally meets Bane and he's able to destroy him, breaking his back. Mm-hmm. So I think that they're saying Deathstroke is releasing the villains from Arkham, kind of gives Batman a night full of hell. I don't know. These are all rumors. We don't know. Go ahead.
I find it super interesting. I love Nightfall. I read every issue of Nightfall. That was one of my primest of collecting, and I loved Jim having Aparo. To go a year. Yeah, I'm a big Jim Aparo fan.
I am not at all.
It's so like straightforward, and at the time I liked it more as a kid. Now I appreciate a little bit more impressionistic work. Yeah. But at the time it was just so solid. It looked like the Justice League cartoon.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the end of this fight, and this is why it worked so well in a comic that took place over 18 months or something.
It was long.
And why it didn't work for me in Dark Knight Rises, because it's that time after he's broken, and it's also how he gets broken. He's in his prime. They just let everybody out of Arkham, and he's weak. So I think that builds up a better fight than what they did in Dark Knight Rises, where it's like, I'm out of it. And then he's like, he can't even move, and there's no kung fu, and I'm like, it just wasn't ready for it, I guess.
But what do you think about the possibility of Deathstroke instead of Bane in that storyline?
I don't think that they're going to adapt this direct storyline, because they just did it in Dark Knight Rises. I think...
Hybrid.
Yeah, they're going to use elements of it, and maybe...
It's almost elements of Hush, where Hush hires everyone to kind of weaken him down throughout the course of the series. Because I think that's just what they mean by that.
You can't break the bat. If you don't do... Nightfall's about breaking the bat, and this time when there's no Batman.
Yeah.
So you can't do that in one film successfully.
No.
Because you have to establish what life is like with Batman, and then all this craziness without it, and Azrael, and brutality. We already
Dick
had
Grayson
that guy.
Coming in there, and...
Yeah, which is, you know, which is a role that Asa Butterfield wants.
Okay.
He said he was too tall.
And actually, it's pretty interesting. If you rewatch that leaked footage of Deathstroke from Affleck, obviously we already said if you look in the background, you see the Batmobile, they're saying, you know, maybe that could be the entrance to the Batcave, which would give further credence to maybe that storyline.
I mean, I still thought this was like the mobile ship from Justice League as described.
One of the websites, CinemaBlend, they're saying they're not saying positive, but they think this as like, no, that's the ship that they're on.
Yeah.
That's the Flying Fox.
Are we getting to the time frame of the Batman? Is that like a separate topic? Because that was kind of a newsy
thing. Yeah, let's
go
into that one. Should we go to that one?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Go ahead, Adam, yeah.
Well, yeah, basically, what is it? Rick Bukes?
Some guy.
Makes a fair living.
a fair wage.
For Time Warner. Says, we're about to, he's talking to the...
No, we've definitely got that wrong.
What's that?
The name. You got it
it's,
wrong.
Yeah, it's Bukes, right?
But I think it's like Jeff or something. Let's...
You get that for me.
It's Jeff.
So Jeff Bukes addresses the finances, and I'm pretty sure he talks something like this. He's like, we got Ben Affleck. He's doing a Batman film. It's coming out. It's like 18 months out or something like that. Next question.
Does he have an accent? Exact quote, please. Exact quote in the accent.
Does he have an accent?
Ben, parenthetical, Affleck, announced a Batman movie. He's going to direct, star, write. I think it's a year and a half out. Going to be a great picture. Anyway, next question.
Yeah. Does he have an accent?
I think...
That's not an accent. This is how he talks to him. That's not an accent.
People are taking that as the fact that it's coming out in 18 months. I think it's a year and a half or 18 months before they even start on it.
Yeah,
production.
Unless it's an actual swerve, which we've never seen an actual swerve.
When he says, I think it's a year and a half out, you mean he thinks it's a year and a half out before we even touch it?
Before
they're writing it right now.
Yeah,
but
I mean before we like before
physical
we're production.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. If it was going to be out in a year and a half.
That's what people online were saying.
Okay, well, but I completely understand why they're saying that because I am so with you. There's no way it could be out in a year and a half.
But he hasn't clarified that.
We're all people that understand production and the way that works.
Right.
If they haven't even started filming it, if they haven't even, if that's not something we're in production on, how can we see it in theaters in a year and a half, especially with the rest of But when he's saying...
Homegirl's not wrong.
I think it's a year and a half out. When you're talking to the general public, all they know is a year and a half out means when they get to see
That's why we've got the best followers, because they watch this and they're in the know.
They're in the now.
A year and a half out, meaning they start filming in 2018. We see it maybe 2019.
Yeah.
But even this article says that that means that production will begin around March 2018. So, you know, if you're reading the full article.
That's a year and a half away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going off of January 2018.
So, yeah. And then it says if that's true, then that the announced but untitled DC movie that's scheduled to be released on November 1st, 2019 is in fact Ben Affleck's Batman movie.
Hmm. Needless to say, Deathstroke Justice League, sure.
Yes, because just tweeted out today by Snyder himself a picture of him looking very dapper from the set. He's working on storyboards on his iPad.
I believe we have the photo,
and
a couple
he's
photos.
Wearing the new gauntlet that Batman has.
Okay.
But if you look on his storyboard, he's storyboarding a scene with, doesn't look like Deathstroke, I think it's Slade Wilson, because he doesn't have the helmet, he's got the eye patch over his eye. Mm. So leads credence, is that the word, way to pronounce it, credence, to the fact that...
Yeah, credence, yeah,
it gives credence to the Clearwater revival.
Yes, yeah, like
gives
that
to the fact that Deathstroke will be appearing in Justice League. Like we have here said, many people are saying, nope, they're saving him for the Batman film. Why would Snyder even be working on a storyboard for someone else's film that's not even really close to
especially going forward, when most people don't think Zack Snyder's going to be involved past Justice League.
Right. So I think that definitely he's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
For Justice League.
Hired by Lex?
I think he's going to... It could be a tease. Who knows? It could be the last shot they're working on
Maybe they run into each other somehow.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Thoughts, people?
Unless they're really like gang shooting the Batman solo film at the same time, and Bukes really like was onto something. Like, I mean, because as far as I know, Affleck is supposed to direct another thing, right?
Separate from DC.
From DC for a different studio, in fact.
No.
I'm not sure that that's it. I heard it was like Universal or something.
What a weird sequel that would be. They get back together for reals this time.
That would be amazing, though. But a Batman movie in October would be great. That's what people were saying. Like, the October 2018 date was, they were suspecting.
No, November 2019.
Well, is the real. Right, because the 18 months would be.
March.
October 2018.
March,
right?
2018.
From now?
Yeah,
would be,
I think.
18 months? Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. September, October, November,
yeah,
December.
Okay, well, because as far as I know, that there is an October 2018
release date.
Yeah, that was a new DC release date that was added to the slate. That's currently not attached. But I think some people are thinking it's Flash Chatroll. Help me out here. I know, I'm half right and half completely off base.
It's probably
I'm high on cool
it's
medication.
Probably not going to be an effects heavy film. You know, I don't see it being an effects heavy film like
Batman?
A Justice League. No, Batman, you could do very practical.
I hope that's true, man. It's exciting to hear you say that. I mean, I hope that's true.
So, if it is true that the majority of the movie is in one location,
you could
that again
knock it
could
out.
Do pretty fast.
Yeah, you could knock
You're
it
not
out
traveling
a lot
the world, you know, production moves. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so, just knowing how the entertainment industry works.
It just doesn't sound like it could be real. But
right,
it's one of those
right.
things, like when we for 2 weeks believed that there was going to be two Batman v Superman films. It's like people put a rumor out
and the
reason a rumor gets traction is because like you want it to be true.
Yeah.
And there you have Bukes.
And some rumors are from like
smoke,
a
fire.
And some rumors are from like a Dartboard League Twitter's account from the Netherlands. And people are like, oh, this is going to happen.
A Dartboard Twitter account
and the Netherlands. Yeah, they start a rumor and it's
from Iceland.
Olaf over there.
Yeah, sure. He's like. Das Batman movies only 18 months away.
Das gut.
I've heard that.
Well, speaking of Flash, the director teases a little bit of Cyborg. Let's check out this photo here. I always mess up his last name, so that's why I didn't say it.
Rick Fuyama.
There you go.
Nice.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. I think it's because you're putting the M in the wrong place.
Am
it's,
I?
Yeah, because it's. Famuyiwa.
Yeah.
Famuyiwa?
Famuyiwa.
I think Mike was closer.
I would have
no, but the M is too far up for him to be right.
I'm never right.
Famuyiwa.
Just
yeah. Famuyiwa.
Yeah. So that was Famuyiwa.
I just love
okay,
the
Roxy's
way...
Okay, Roxy's right. I'm sorry.
I just love the way stuff gets teased. When you have the feet of the little action, the little Funko Pops right next to the cover page. Just a clever
yeah,
way.
That is adorable.
So I texted you guys that, and you guys were like, swerve, and I was like,
No, I don't think so. Okay, let's
no.
be clear for a second. You,
I didn't mean that negatively.
That's not true.
I'm just saying.
No,
that's
I'm,
not true.
I'm just going to say, you texted that picture.
To you guys.
And you were like, is Rick telling us something?
Right.
And I was like, are you saying that because behind the little toy of Flash, there looks like possibly Cyborg's feet?
But,
and
yeah.
you said, yes. And I said... That would be great. You said that would be great.
Yeah.
Johnny said that would be great. And I said, Johnny, you're supposed to say it'll be a big old Johnny swerve.
Well, hey, look. The feet look silver, but they could be white, and it might be the Stave Puff Marshmallow Man. You don't know.
No, didn't in the picture
be.
I sent you guys,
could
though,
be.
Someone sent the box of the Cyborg Pop next to it, and it is the Cyborg Pop.
I totally
Funko.
Think it's a cyborg
yeah.
foot.
Or
oh, yeah,
I think it's totally
Johnny
a cyborg
said.
Foot.
Or Stay Puft
yes.
Marshmallow
Man. No, definitely not what
white.
I said.
Not silver.
I definitely think it's a cyborg foot also. Now, if that whether that means that Cyborg is in
what
this
the
film
is,
in the way that we're thinking
yeah.
is where the swerve could be.
Well, no, that's one of the rumors that I think that there's definitely fire
true,
because
true,
I think
yeah.
Deborah Snyder really intimated that on all those Justice League visits, like Cyborg and Flash, and the way she talked about him, she could have been talking about their relationship here, but also on down the line in the Flash movie.
Right, and as I've said before, I feel like they're going to test Cyborg a little more in that movie to see how interested in his character people actually are. And of course, if the movie does really well and everybody's favorite part is Cyborg, then he's going to get a standalone movie. And if people were like, Flash was amazing and Cyborg was great, but we don't want to see a solo film, then they're not going to make a solo film.
Roxy Stryer for the win, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't have to say anything more to that.
Nothing but that. I mean, obviously, right? Across the board. Roxy just annihilated the topic. That was a rare finish him, Mortal Kombat style summation of an argument. Yeah.
Finish him. Okay. Next up.
Thank you.
I love it. Next up, our buddy Jai Courtney talking a little bit about Suicide Squad in general. What's that, Adam?
Oh, I was whispering. You weren't supposed to hear that.
But we have these things on. These headsets, so we hear everything you guys say over there when you whisper.
If you guys heard, I didn't
just
hear.
Just pull the quote up. I want to read the quote with the stupid Australian.
I have it here for you. You're probably better at it than I am.
Oh, no, go ahead, please. I don't want to take your...
No, I'm going
to
mess up.
How about you go from how into risk, and you go from I know to him?
I just want the second one. Yeah. I want this one. The two-liner down there. You take the yellow.
You start,
how about you cut me off when I should stop talking? I'm not
Mike and I are going to take over if you guys don't start doing it.
No, we don't want Mike.
Jai Courtney says,
ripped apart for it.
How do you please everyone? I don't think the Suicide Squad ever intended to. So no one's setting out to
upset Brooklyn now? I don't know.
Hold on.
We might have to throw a card on that play, guys.
Not good at the Australian accent. I said it.
I'm just going to do.
I thought I was bad.
I'm just going to. Wait. Roxy, come on.
Yeah.
Listen, it was too much pressure. We built it up too much.
Johnny, I love you so much, man.
I'm not good at that one. Sorry.
All right, give it to us, Adam. Start up here. Start with the how do you please everyone.
Yep.
Oh, God. How do you please everyone? I don't think Suicide Squad ever intended to. So they're even setting up the upset for a fan base. Certainly not a fan base that can be loyal as this crowd can. But I don't know how you can push the envelope and try to protect something without taking risks. I know what I like in a movie, and it's not the same thing that my bloody 12-year-old niece likes. She's a little kid. She likes fuzzy men that dance about and all things like that. It's a challenge, and David Ayer did an incredible job, and I'm sure as hell we can get to make another one with him.
But where is the Give it up for Bono, everyone. Bono. Okay.
But then...
He went off book.
Oh,
he
off script. Off
in his response...
Okay.
And then in his response to... what Marvel's success is, people were like, oh, but Marvel. And he said, and this is the real quote I wanted to read, they've had time to let that shit marinate. Everything's established now. We don't have to figure out who anyone is. It's like, cool, get them all together and have a fucking orgy and make $1 billion. There it is.
That's an actual quote. That is
about his 12-year-old niece, not a quote. Not a quote.
Well, no, he does mention his 12-year-old.
He does.
No, the fuzzies. And the fuzzy where he man? Went off to the fuzzy man.
Look it up, Roxy. Okay. All
right.
It's not the same as my 12-year-old niece. It's a challenge. Not the same as my 12-year-old niece liking fuzzy men. Just wanted to clarify because his poor 12-year-old niece, now people are going to be tweeting at her if they're fuzzy.
Agree
now,
to disagree.
Can I do the last quote and try it again? This is him answering whether or not he knows anything about the rumor that Captain Boomerang will be in the Flash movie.
Is that a rumor? I like that rumor. I like it a lot.
A little better, right?
Much better. So
we're
much better.
Starting small pieces.
What you have to do is you have to say to yourself before you start, shrimp on the bobby, and then you go. And that's what you have to do every time.
Get a blooming onion.
Yeah. But what you said to yourself was, fucking New Yorkers, and then you started.
I guess I tend to always go New York, New Jersey.
And the actor at the table is laughing at all of us.
I'm not even going to try, so
Let's
continue
go
on.
Go ahead,
we'll do a Michael Caine at some point, don't worry.
Yeah.
Pretty cool article on Cinema Blend that mentions 7 female DC characters they would like to see in the Harley Quinn solo film. Not news here, just a fun little article. Let's see, the 7 that were mentioned.
Happened?
I forgot something with Suicide Squad.
Go for it.
It knocked Iron Man out of the top 50 box office films. Just keeps on making money, that film.
Wild.
That movie keeps on making films.
Yeah,
money.
So it just passed Winter Soldier worldwide, for sure. And it's now in the top 50 all-time
biggest,
domestic.
And it knocked, I guess Iron Man was 50 and it moved it to 51. So
for the first Iron Man.
Yeah, it keeps going, man, that movie. It's the little engine that could.
Yeah, it's certainly making a lot of money.
It's a pretty big engine.
It's a huge. I mean, like that's the thing about Suicide Squad. It's a DC-10. It's like it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't. It certainly doesn't. It's a DC-10
engine, guys.
It's a DC-10.
I got it.
Big engine.
It doesn't. It hasn't hurt DC's momentum right now.
No.
So all they can do is improve in the eyes of the people where they want to see those improvements, and they almost can't lose. Like, I mean, because if they even just break even as they uptick, like, let's say the next wave of films, it's sort of like some people are maybe a little tentative. Maybe it's not like the, you know, the skyrocketing increase in returns that you would hope.
Right, right, right.
But if they satisfy audiences more, they'll make as much, and then on the next round, they'll continue to make it. They'll continue to escalate.
$731.7 billion.
$1 billion.
It's a lot of money.
All right.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. I started to do that.
Yeah, that's okay. Going back to Johnny, talking about the seven female DC characters.
So here's just a list. Barbara Gordon, Black Canary, Catwoman, Zatanna, Renee Montoya, Huntress, and Poison Ivy. The top two, they're saying Barbara Gordon, Poison Ivy, in their opinion.
Well, Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn, people have already talked about that Poison Ivy would definitely be in the film.
Sure.
I think that a lot of these characters, if you want to see them, you can go to DC TV.
Good point, Rox.
Which we will talk about in a little bit, like more than half of them.
You'd see a tiny little baby version of Poison Ivy.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. They got Hottie McHotterson up
That's
there.
True.
Murdery McMurdery son.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
That Miami comeback wasn't as good as...
Spoilery son.
True six sons. How many sons?
What? Off the rails here.
What did you guys think about this, though?
Yeah, I'm waiting for some more meat to come out of this. This seems just fan speculation.
Oh, that's all it is. It's just a fun article to mention.
It was seven female DC characters we want to see. It wasn't that we think we will see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think that speculation is just like fan.
But any of those like stand out to you as something that you'd really like to see?
I mean, the Harley Quinn, Barbara Gordon would make sense.
It comes down to story for me. It's got to be.
Do you think in a Harley Quinn movie she ends up being the anti-hero again, or is there going to be like an actual hero that's taking her down, like a Barbara Gordon?
I think the Black Canary or something.
Like
the moneymaker is the anti-hero route.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to stay true to her villainous roots. Yeah. They got to make that work for her. So then is it going to be the kind of thing where she has to work with a hero for a common goal? Or are they going to be? Is it going to be the Suicide Squad route where it's like bad versus evil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, which is what they were going for there. What do you want to see? What would you want to see in like a Harley Quinn movie? Like
a Girls' Night Out episode of like the animated series. Her and Harley, or her and Ivy, just night out in the town, two girls.
But you
can't. So you do think with Ivy.
I want it to be them out just doing their thing, and they get wrapped up in something.
Right. Okay.
That's not out causing. They got to be hired to do something by this Amanda Waller. I just want these two girls. They're having a girls' night out. We're going to go get, you know.
Essentially more
paint
of
the town red, black, and green.
More of a fun
and
popcorn
shit
flick.
Happens, and they get swept up into it.
More of a fun popcorn flick.
Maybe Ivy gets kidnapped.
I don't know. I mean, to me,
that
sounds like.
What do you think Catwoman or Black Canary being in there, then?
I want to see Catwoman appear first with Batman.
Okay.
I think Zatanna is a terrible choice.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree on that.
That's magic, which needs to be.
I think Zatanna is going to show up in the DC universe, though.
The dark,
certainly in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that might be interesting, though. Like, because it would be a good place to introduce a character like that before a dark film. You want to introduce as many of the characters before they show up in the other films as possible.
Definitely.
Right. You want to establish.
So I think Zatanna would be in something like that, and I could see them going a really cool route with it, like not like with the girl in like the fishnet stockings and like a top hat. But like, you know, maybe like a Latino magic element, dark kind of, you know.
You just want to take on the magic enchantress dance.
Yeah,
like Zatanna's going to come
in. We
got to
remember that. We had that and we can't have that. We got to go the opposite.
I'm trying to think, what are those crazy like religions in South America that people practice,
It begins with an S. It begins with an S.
Yes.
It's a Latin.
What is
La Llorona is
you know where people are killing chickens and stuff like that.
No, it begins with an S. Please help us out there.
Covering themselves in chicken blood.
It's an S.
How do we flesh this out, chat roll? What kind of Zatanna?
Please.
I mean, not right.
But I think that's an opposite. They need to go the opposite way because that's too much enchantress.
Yeah, I agree.
They need to go.
Oh, okay.
They need to go Vegas style circus act.
I dig that.
She does like
Blaine?
like a show. Oh, yeah, man. But she uses that to cover her abilities.
All right.
What do you guys think? This one's coming from the chat. From Kutlu says Batgirl versus Ivy and Harley. What do you think about something like that?
Santeria. Thank you.
Santeria.
Santeria. Thank you.
Okay. I was thinking of Santeria Enchantress.
I was going to say Santeria, but that would have been
maybe
right.
It is Santeria Zatanna. Maybe that doesn't work.
All right, then scratch my question and just continue.
Yeah. No, just continue. You wanted to say Batgirl.
No, just from the chat.
I don't think Batgirl.
Batgirl versus Ivy and Harley.
No, I think
it doesn't sound like that's it to me.
I don't think we're going to get a Batgirl.
That would be a weird tone to pull off. I don't know how that happens. I mean, and yeah. I feel like it's the girls, and then it's like some dudes.
It's bad girls. You got a bad girls night out.
What do you guys think about Lumbria's 454, Charlize Theron as Ivy?
No.
I don't see it either, but Charlize is my favorite actor, so she could pull it off.
No, she's amazing, but I think that you probably want to go like a little younger, don't you?
Age doesn't bother me when it comes to these characters.
Charlize, though, is like, by the time it's coming out, she's like, what? She's going to be like 50 or something.
Still looks
like
amazing. Yeah.
She's a really hot
50. Yeah.
She is.
Oh, she's incredible. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
And if we went red with her?
So speaking of beautiful, Fifth Harmony. They're a group, and they made a Superhero Girls music video. I don't know the music.
It's for the TV, the Cartoon Universe toy line, that whole thing. And I think it's pretty. You know, it's just reaching different levels of fans. I think that's pretty awesome.
Are you watching the video?
I don't know.
I'm actually kind of confused, for a little insider baseball here. If Zach in the booth has said anything to us on the screen so far, we have seen nothing up there.
It's been showing. It's been showing. We can't see anything, but I'm looking on the playback. The photos are going up.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
So let's watch that video then?
It's in the link. I don't know if it's available.
All right. Well, we don't need to watch it. It's just the video of the...
It's five girls singing. I'm looking at
it. Yes, I agree. Jessica Chastain, Ivy would be very good. It's on the nose, obviously, because she's naturally redhead. But
yeah.
The whole video is...
Or who's the one that looks identical to Jessica Chastain? It's hard to even tell them apart ever.
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about.
You're not talking about Bryce Dallas.
Oh, here, there we go.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Here we go.
So it's essentially the five of them as superheroes. Oh, this is funky, yo.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I have. That's me. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ain't nothing.
So this is the DC Hero Girls? What's going on right now? Because I can't see the video. So tell me what's going on.
We can't see it.
DC Superhero Girls.
This is...
I dig it. I mean, I know who Fifth Harmony is. I don't know their catalog, but I like it.
Anyway, I think we're done with that. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Zach.
Oh, no, I'm watching. Cool.
Hardy on. So here is a story that is it a story? I mean, to me, it's okay.
The kind one. What they're letting you know. The kind one. Supergirl's the kind one.
So Wonder Woman.
The one with Edge.
Wonder Woman trending all over today because, apparently she's, bisexual and...
I don't think it's that. Okay. I think it's Greg Rucka, the writer.
Yeah.
He was asked about it. He basically came up and says they're all women. The issue of bisexuality never comes up.
Sure.
Because it's just...
Well, that's not what he said.
Yeah, he has some great quotes.
I'm going to just give the quote so none of us...
There are some great quotes by Greg Rucka here. So,
And these first two things are in bracket. So it's bracket, yes, Wonder Woman is queer, close bracket. I think it's more complicated, though. This is inherently the problem with Diana. We've had a long history of people, for a variety of reasons, including sometimes pure titillation, which I think is the worst reason, say, ooh, look, it's Amazons, they're gay. So that's the first quote we got from him. How can they not all be in the same sex relationships, right? It makes
be
no logical...
in same sex relationships.
How can they not all be in the same sex relationships?
That's what I was saying.
Right? It makes no logical sense otherwise. Yeah, I know, but we just don't...
They're all on an island together.
Yeah. It's supposed to be paradise. You're supposed to be able to live happily together. You're supposed to be able in a context where one can live happily, and part of what an individual needs for happiness is to have a partner, to have a fulfilling romantic and sexual relationship, and the only options are women. But an Amazon doesn't look at another Amazon and say, you're gay. They don't. The concept doesn't exist.
Sure.
Now, we are saying Diana has been in love and had relationships with other women. As Nicola and I approach it, the answer is obviously yes. And it needs to be yes for a number of reasons, but perhaps foremost amongst them is if no, then she leaves paradise only of a potential romantic relationship with Steve, brackets Trevor, and that diminishes her character. It would hurt the character and take away her heroism.
Yeah.
Heroism. So
essentially, he's kind of saying what the stories have already told for years, right?
he's making a good point. And he, there's something else that he said about it where he's like, I didn't want it to be a North Star thing. Where like,
right.
they came out as like, North Star's gay, and they had like a ceremony of them getting married, and it was like, they made the issue that we've turned a character gay.
Right, like the quote about her is coming out he's and like, saying, I'm a feminist.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm not going to say Wonder Woman have come out and go, yes, I'm gay. It's just part of the story, it's part of her history.
Right.
There's no reason for her to come out and announce it, so I'm not going
right.
to.
So who, and the yeah, counterpoint whatever. To that, though, is people in the LGBT community think, well, easy for you to say, but it's more powerful if you come out and proclaim her as bisexual or as queer because,
some
you know, why
in
can't,
the community.
You know, why, what, you know, because if you make her whatever she is in your mind's eye, then we're still shuffled off in the corner here, you know, and like make a strong choice.
The truth of the matter is it's a very challenging thing to talk about, obviously, on this panel because, or it, just in general, because you never want to offend anybody and you don't want to say the wrong thing and people have different opinions on what is the right.
Not like Mikey Christmas could ever offend anyone. Come on, look at it.
People have different opinions on what the right thing to do is. And when we label something like the community thinks this, well, obviously there are varying degrees of opinions in every community.
Plus, none of us wrote the story. So when it came down to it, you know, it's...
He also said it was interesting that a white straight guy is writing a very not white straight story, and he was aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the author of this article, who also says they are, on the spectrum of sexuality, I think the woman that wrote this article, and she basically said that... from his point of view, it does make sense, and it would
right.
It's important to state.
If you use your brain, because I've seen a lot of tweets going out around about this. If you use your brain, at the end of the day, if you are somebody who grows up with all women, there are only females, that is the only option, and you have a partner, your partner is a female. That's what it is. So people who have been so surprised
She's
by cute. This, you yeah. know, there's
She's
been a
cute.
Lot of. What?
Nothing.
No, Mikey's mad because someone said they're offended by him, but it's just Ashley joking around.
Yeah,
Ashley,
it's anyway. Not...
There's a lot of guys out there have been tweeting like, what? Wonder Woman is a lesbian? Question mark. It's like, if you've been reading between the lines at all through the last few years, or if you think about the fact that there's only women, then what? Why are people confused?
When it comes down to it, she is still Wonder Woman. So
there's also some interesting facts about the creator of Wonder Woman back in the 40s who was involved in some... at the time, less
William
than...
William Marston...
Yes. Davis... Martin Marston.
Martin Marston?
Yes.
William
yes.
Martin Marston. Moulton Marston. William. Yes, William.
It's a tough name.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Charlize
so that,
Theron.
Yeah, that he might have been involved in some, you know, gender-fluid relationships, BDSM kind of stuff. He was linked to a lot of this kind of...
Open marriage kind of deal.
Yeah.
And he had those undertones and tended to put them in the story.
So that the idea is that it's not a North Star thing, and it's not... it's always been there, and it's true to say. So to announce Wonder Woman as being gay would not be a sensationalistic thing. They're saying it might be in line, or there's an argument to say that it might be in line with the creator's vision, you know? Kind of like speculating what Gene Roddenberry might think after his death, and he's not around to really ask.
And actually, another cool thing that, thank you, Matthew Leach, for mentioning this. What DC is going to do is they're actually doing an anthology comic with their LGBT characters, and the money goes to the victims of the Orlando shootings.
Oh, so, that's really cool.
That's great that they're doing that as well. Mm-hmm. So, moving on, Amy Adams was talking about filming Justice League. Did anyone check this article out?
Yeah.
Go for it.
This is the... when actors say things like this, it just makes me giggle. This is her quote talking about filming Justice League. There's a lot of imagination required. That's what's so great about our job. Whether we're on a big set or we have to imagine that we're in a city that they're creating for you, or whether we're just having to build a relationship with the other person, still requires the same imagination and getting lost in what we create. So this is probably the most revolutionary quote of all time.
Is she writing for the Daily Planet with that fluff piece?
Yeah.
Yeah. She does say it's different now coming back to Lois for the third time, and in each film her requirements are so different. That's been the challenge, playing the same character with different requirements for the story. So we could speculate on what that means.
Do you think
that the requirements are different?
Just question. I would love to hear what you think, Mike. Do you think Wonder Woman is going to be straight up involved with the Justice League and their agenda?
Yes, absolutely.
You think? Lois Lane. Excuse me.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I said
okay.
Wonder Woman because I was still thinking about the last subject.
I was like, yeah, yes, I do.
Hopefully, there'll be a lot of comments about that. Here's a revolutionary idea. Do you think Wonder Woman could be in the Justice League? Mike, tell me your opinion.
My thoughts.
Yeah. No. Lois Lane.
How about
Batman? So it's a different thing. So
Lois Lane. I don't know. I don't know if. She hasn't come out and said J.K. Simmons has said he's like, I'm a small part, you know.
Guys.
She's never said anything like that, so she might, and you've got Superman coming back, so she's
but
the link to them with right. Superman.
And
so.
Maybe she might have more screen time than Superman in Justice League. Could be. That possible?
Well, I would love to see that if this is the catalyst for her becoming more badass. Because, well, I'm sorry, and people get mad at me every time I talk about Amy Adams in this as Lois Lane, but Lois Lane to me is a relatively dated character. When we're watching this damsel in distress over and over again, and she keeps having to get saved, and she does stupid-ish, like, throwing the kryptonite down into the... Like, are you kidding me? What are you doing? Come on, you're better than this. So if she's going to be a part of the team, and if she's actually going to be helping in that link, and she's going to get all of this airtime, I do want to see her have different requirements. I want to see her be a completely new character.
Roxy,
yeah. Out.
I hope so. No, also, well said. I agree.
Roxy, FT does.
I think, you know, if we talk a lot on this show and everywhere about how DC is taking the notes, and that's why they allowed everybody in to take this advanced look at Justice League. They're very up on promoting Justice right. League. If you have to take, if they're considering all the criticisms, a lot of it was hurled at what Roxy just said. And I think that that's probably something that I think, and again, I'm going to be optimistic here, maybe it's the cold medicine talking.
That they hear.
That they hear. That yeah. And they actually do make her a stronger character, whether that means badass and fighting or that she's just integral to the team somehow.
Cool. Well, last story before we hit TV time. Not really much of a story, but Justice League might be filming at the Kent Farm location, which is cool.
Yeah. I would assume so. That's where his body is.
So there you go.
That's where they're keeping that body.
I think so. I mean, I'm assuming so.
So with that said, it's time for...
What could it possibly be time
oh,
for?
Oh, it's time to talk about... No, it's actually time to talk about Blue Apron, guys. You know, we got a...
Yes, Adam.
This show, does, you know, this show is brought to you by Free.
It's brought to you by Free.
Oh, it's sure. brought to you by Free.
Sure.
Our co-sponsor is Free and Blue Apron, as a matter of fact. So you've heard about this before. What do you guys know about Blue Apron? You know, anything good? You know?
I know that you're a chef and you love Blue Apron, so that means everything.
Well, I love Blue Apron because I think it's a great way to show people that don't cook all the time how to cook. It's really easy to follow. It's a lot easier than just like picking up a recipe. Mm-hmm. All the ingredients come in the right portions for the ingredients. They're very hip recipes. They're seasonal recipes. You could go online and check out what their current menu is, but you know what this is. They send you the meals. They're less than $10 a meal. You get things like paprika, spice, shrimp and cheddar, grits with tomato and street corn. Like something like that. Like classic
street corn?
A sweet corn.
Oh, sweet corn.
Street corn is a thing, too.
Okay, yeah. I thought so.
But
I love sweet corn.
So yeah. So there you got a classic twist on a classic Southern dish, shrimp and grits, right? But they're uplifting it. They're they're enhancing it with the fresh tomato and the sweet corn. Spicy hoisin chicken stir fry with baby bok choy and sesame ginger cucumber salad. Great Asian flavors going on there. Moroccan flavors in the eggplant and chickpea tagine with island pepper and tomato couscous. And it goes on. And then there's a Japanese udon noodle dish. And here's what you do. You go to blueapron.com/movienews.
Yep.
That's how you get your free promo, right? You're going to get the first 3 meals for free. They use great ingredients. They're able to give it to you at a good price because they're buying in so much bulk that it allows them to give a great system. And you only get the ingredients you need. That's the idea. Yeah. Like,
and everyone,
you're not over-purchasing.
And everyone I know that has done Blue Apron raves about it.
And
I'm
one of them. And here's the thing. If you go to blueapron.com/movienews and you've never been a Blue Apron customer before, you get your first 3 meals for free. Like he just said, so... Why not? Why wouldn't you go there? Why not try this? And I'm telling you, I got these incredible scallops, and they were so, so great. Like, I was thinking, you know, they're coming to me. Are they going to be fresh? They were ridiculously fresh. They were awesome.
How many people does one meal serve?
It's one per person. So it's two meals.
You can order. You can say for 2 people.
Yeah. Usually it's for two people.
Okay. You could do for a family.
It's usually
for
2 people.
I think the first 3 meals are free, but I'm not sure with the promo if you have to order... 2 per meal or 1 per meal.
You can specialize it, though. There's also ones that are family size. It can be 4
That's
per person. Like, you can do more if you want.
Blue Apron will be in the Justice League movie. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Yeah. So with that said, it's time for...
It's time for me to talk about this weird dream I had last night.
Adam.
Don't mess with my TV time anymore. Don't mess with it.
I was floating on a sea of bacon.
TV time.
The Dominators.
Roxy,
who are the Dollar
Are
leaders?
You ready?
Yeah. All right. I am definitely ready. Guys, okay. So it was announced today. This is a Mikey Christmas special. That Arrow, Flash.
I wish you had a Christmas special. It'd be awesome.
I will have a Christmas
Supergirl special. Supergirl Legends. We already talked about the fact that there's a four-way crossover coming. You guys all know that. But now we know who the villain is going to be. Is this a villain that you guys are familiar with?
Yes, from Invasion. Was it an Invasion?
Yes. I vaguely remember collecting Invasion books. Yeah, I have some Invasion books.
Giant teeth with the red dot on their giant red like circle on their forehead.
I don't think I fully had that run, though. Like, I was thinking back, and I remember like Superman covers with those aliens and stuff.
Back in the day, when I started with DC Comics and they're doing crossovers, it was still that when Invasion happened, I was still kind of new. Not knowing that like, you got to get this issue from this series, but this issue, and they all follow this thing. But Invasion was huge. It took over. Like,
it was everything,
like,
yeah.
Like nowadays, like Batman, it's just in Batman, Nightwing, and Detective Comics. But back then, it dominated every comic book.
Well, that's what Marvel does every other week, too. Yeah. Like, Marvel does that every week now. Marvel never has a time without a crossover event, practically.
So this is the quote from Mark Guggenheim about what's happening. He says, this year for our mega Arrowverse crossover, which is what they call the four shows in the Arrowverse, we're taking inspiration from a DC crossover from the late 1980s known as Invasion, which featured an alien race called the Dominators, who previously vexed the Legion of Superheroes.
I love that word.
Vexes.
I know it to be quite vexing.
And then he further goes on to say, I know, I feel like since she said that in the trailer,
very vexing.
That word has been running in my life. Yeah.
That's all right.
He goes on to say, we're using cutting edge prosthetics and computer effects to achieve a feature film quality look, which is faithful to Invasion, artist Todd McFarlane's interpretation of the characters.
I love that he's saying
I love everything
CGI,
about
but also prosthetics.
Yeah. And I love that even he mentions Todd McFarlane.
Yeah, I didn't know that McFarlane had designed those.
This was early McFarlane.
I guess so. My earliest McFarlane was Web of Spider-Man.
Mine was a Web?
Yeah.
Did he do Web or did he do Amazing?
We did Web.
Before.
No, he did Amazing, but Web was his first by himself with those guys. But anyway, I digress.
Hulk for me.
Okay, whoa.
Big Hulk fan here. McFarlane, great.
I think because what they do with Martian Manhunter, that is so good.
You don't think
me.
He looks amazing? I think he looks amazing.
I didn't finish.
Oh.
I think it looks so fantastic. I mean, like, for TV.
So you don't like the way he looks? Because I think he looks so great.
It's funny because she's not listening to what he's saying, but he's saying it.
There goes my water.
Okay. Yeah, you think he looks great?
Flames on both sides.
We're excited about prosthetics. It's going to be great, Roxy. Take it away.
Yeah, I agree. Anybody have any predictions, though, on what that crossover is going to look like anymore by knowing that this is happening?
These guys are not like Skrulls, right? Like, because you want to think that they're going to be shape shifting. You always want to think that they're going to be showing up
I
in every show.
Go back and look at my books, man.
But that's
not
part of their thing. But I could see them stealing that because it would be really easy, to do
to have
Arrow show up in Supergirl, but it's really an alien or
I'm
vice versa.
I'm failing our Twitter because I can't remember much about them. I know they were shorter and they had those giant teeth and they were yellow.
I think you're thinking of Mars Attacks.
Nope,
Tim Burton movie.
Here you go, Mikey, boom.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but I don't remember what exactly they did.
It's kind of great, though.
Guys,
they're
sorry.
It's great they're digging deep.
You know what? This calls for a character corner on the Dominators.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's coming.
Cool.
Coming soon with
all
Mikey.
Right,
but I think it's a great idea. Great idea.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah, the next thing is that Supergirl released a one-minute trailer, and they dropped, they name-dropped Gotham. Why are you shaking no? Was that yes?
You're killing me today.
Did you see what he did though?
Because it was so damn good.
You gotta love what's happening here. It's like there hasn't been enough conflict.
But you wanna say yes.
So Roxy's trying to create conflict.
Mikey Christmas, Justin Bieber wants to know what do you mean?
She's doing what's called pushing buttons.
I think, are we talking, because I don't know if I watched it when I watched the one when they did Superman, her and him teaming up to stop the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what we're talking about or is that a different one?
Well, we talked about, that was last week's one with the...
No, this was just released. It just came out. Like 2 days ago.
When the two of them team up to and have the Gotham drop. We sent over a link too. Maybe
somebody just says, we're moving back to Gotham.
The stage, something crashes on the stage with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
We're moving back to Gotham.
But you mean, you guys already talked about the Superman showing up in them?
I think last week we talked about
the 1 minute bit of Superman.
You
and
saw him
they
fly
saw him
last week.
Flying,
but we
together.
Saw more this week. And
where they stop the plane together? And he does like the lick. I'll be there, lickety split, Perry.
That was
like,
this week.
That's this
that's
week.
This week. Yes.
Okay. Oh, it is. He looks so damn good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? And it's weird because he still looks young to me. Like it should be Superboy almost. But I know they have to be similar in age because of what they set up in season one. I know for you guys have told me, I've started Supergirl. I've started watching it.
Well, he's older when she arrives, though.
But not much older. Like, I remember when she left Krypton, she got stuck in her capsule and was supposed to be younger. And he just looks young to me, but it's okay. This is the commercial.
I mean, I think he's got a classic Superman look to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Except he's got the cape coming down here in Justice style.
I have questions. How do you shave, Bree?
So, yeah, I mean...
Why doesn't ask her the same question? You must
keep daring. Sexist.
Whoa. But she doesn't shave her legs same way?
It doesn't bother you that I got top credit on this one, does it? Da-na-na. Even a little bit.
I mean, this looks like he's going to be an integral part of the show.
Monday, October 10th.
I'm on board. I think... Yeah, I think he's... I thought he was great. I thought it was... It's so tough because he did that whole scene talking like Clark, and it dates the character to me when, you know, if you said it nowadays and someone's saying lickety-split and gosh, and you're just like, no one even today talks like that, even when they're from the Midwest.
Supergirl kind of has that way about her, too,
but she doesn't. But she does. And guys, for you... Mentioned to me, I've started Supergirl. I'm going to go, and the first two episodes, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. I know it gets much better. But she plays it, she still has that kind of feel about her, but it doesn't come off as playing a caricature. Come off as him talking like it's a caricature. And I think that's a tough challenge for the actor playing Superman to not be a caricature. You want him to be a real person. Mm-hmm. That generally sounds natural. But just that dialogue doesn't sound natural to anyone. So I don't know, you know, it's tough. But I thought it was great. I loved it. He looked great. The effects for a TV show, man. Especially if they're talking budget cuts up in Vancouver, if that's what people are saying. It looks great.
Really good.
It looks great.
But how many damn times is Superman or Supergirl going to save a plane? Like, that seems like to be
it's a big move they like to do.
The opening gambit, it seems to be, is always a plane.
Batman saved the plane.
Did you see Batman save that plane?
Batman saved that plane. He was ready to die on that plane. Yeah,
was check that out awesome?
Batman Rebirth. Batman was straight up be like, "Oh yeah, I know I just came back, but this is my last day at work."
And he didn't need Superman to help me save.
Didn't
a plane.
Need Superman. Was ready to
he
die.
He was driving a plane.
Luckily, some other Gothams show up.
Yes.
And
but anyway, I'm sorry.
I feel as if you guys are taking over.
No, we're talking.
No,
Superman.
We're not. Roxy, move it on. That was quick. Shout out Rebirth inside of TV time.
Inside.
It was
TV
a Matrix
time
thing. It was like Inception.
I've wanted this for a really long time. You guys know that I love Deathstroke in the Arrowverse. I thought that he was amazing. I love Andy Bennett. He's so talented. Stephen Amell Instagrammed a picture of. This is a very interesting park bench picture that he Instagrammed of him and Deathstroke.
Love it.
Chilling, and people are saying that Deathstroke may be returning for Arrow's 100th episode. So interesting to me, because if you guys haven't been following Manu Bennett, he was livid when he got off of Arrow. Like, kind of trashed Arrow and
upset.
Everything and was pissed.
Because then he came back for like a crap episode in season 3, and he was just, remember all the fans were upset about that, that's how he came back.
Yeah.
And it was just terrible.
Yeah, and he wasn't happy and the fans weren't happy. So it's interesting to me looking at this. Is it the 100th episode that they're filming when we're looking at this? Is this Manu Bennett underneath
the
mask?
The 100th episode, it's
right
on the way.
But is it him that's underneath that mask? Are they just using like, what do you think that they're doing here?
I think that it's a very clever and awesome Stephen Amell shout out that the bench picture might be, tell me if I'm going too deep here, Edward Albee just died. The playwright, the playwright, and he's very famous for the play A Zoo Story. If you've ever seen like a one act play, it's a famous play where these two people are on a bench and one antagonizes the other one. Just out there, just because Edward Albee. Shout out
and
Edward
Albee.
He's
afraid of Virginia Woolf. That's
yeah, of course. Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. But anyway,
I would almost lean towards your theory than just he's going to be in episode 100.
Yeah,
I would think that's more of a tribute.
I don't know.
But do we think? Do we even think that Manu Bennett's under there, or what do we think is going on?
Yeah,
or his stunt double.
We have to remember, still to this day, he is considered. His season is considered the best season on Arrow.
Go back to that picture for a second. Is it the exact same costume that was on Arrow before?
Yeah,
yeah, it looks
exact
that way
same.
To me.
Yep. Okay,
looks that way to me.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
Yep.
But that David Ramsey Instagrammed with a mystery man between them.
I'm going to take a guess and say it's Tommy Merlin.
Why would Tommy Merlin be a mystery?
Because he's coming back. I heard through the interwebs that he's coming back.
No, he's. I mean, the actor is listed to be on the show again. I think this season. I don't think they're hiding that. Yeah,
I don't know. They haven't shown any.
John Barrowman?
No.
His son.
Oh no, the Merlin. Okay.
That died.
I've heard nothing about him coming back.
And I have.
And I'm TV Time Girl.
Well, hey.
This is Mikey Christmas TV Time.
Wow. I got the inside track, perhaps.
Okay, let's pull up this next video. This is an interesting one. Meet Team Arrow video. So we talked about a little bit how Arrow is putting together a whole new team. We're kind of getting rid of some people. We're keeping Felicity and Arrow.
Yep.
But then the guy that was working with Felicity last season, who gave her legs back.
Curtis Holtz.
Yep. And a couple Mr. other Terrific. People were getting back. So this was an interesting video. Everything kind of happened really quickly in it, but you could see somebody's getting smushed under a dump. Like, obviously, it's a team that's not perfect yet. Somebody right. refers they're to Arrow as Robin Hood.
Yeah, they're doing the whole first class thing. He's training. Yeah, they're doing that whole
wild dogs in there.
Is that the guy that looks like Casey Jones?
Yeah, wild dog.
Robin Hood needs his band of merry men, right?
Right.
Wait, who's first?
October 5th.
Next week.
Yeah.
A week from tonight.
Next
right?
week. Yeah,
so next crazy. Week there'll be actual. Is it next week?
Here's what happens. Well, we've already had Gotham. We've had two episodes of Gotham. We've had one episode of Lucifer. Sorry. Starting on Tuesday, we've got Flash. Then on Wednesday, we've got Arrow. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, we will get Supergirl and Legends. And I still don't know when iZombie is coming.
And
to
it's
me.
All coming on.
iZombie
too.
Is January.
I actually Piss know. I also know a writer on iZombie. I could find out for you.
Yeah, do that.
I'm pretty sure it was announced that announced when all the CW shows premiere, and I was like, I took note of the fact that iZombie premieres in January, and I did piss on a stick.
Okay, all right.
Did it turn up positive? Or?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh.
Did it turn blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, yeah. You're going to be a mother.
We should move on and finish the show soon.
All right. Great. Today. Moving on, guys. Barry Allen, Jay Garrick, together again in the latest Flash stills. So we got some pictures here. Yeah, that was really cool. Any time that we see the two of them together in this, it's just pretty awesome.
I was talking to some friends of mine. I just, that suit seems a little weird to me. Garrick's suit.
Oh.
I would have loved to have seen him in the one that Jay Garrick originally showed up in, then that red coat.
Picture, it looks like he's wearing jeans.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
It looks a little weird.
I'm a big John Wesley Shipp fan.
Huge fan.
Great tweeter, political guy, cool guy. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, like, he didn't make it easy enough to find, like, to be able to cut his jib. How am I trying to say this here with respect to John Wesley Shipp?
You're not going
to
say it.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't do, like, a Hugh Jackman, like, physical,
I think he's... He's pushing 60.
No, I know. Absolutely. He looks good. I'm not saying he looks good, but to fit in those suits and look really good.
That's what I'm saying.
Got to look, because like, I'm decently in shape, but I look ridiculous in a super suit.
I think that coat would have played easy better to wear. His strengths, okay. That original coat.
Well, moving on, because I know we're running out of time, but speaking of being politically active, Linda Carter is saying she's inspired by Hillary Clinton for her Supergirl presidential role, which is not that far of a stretch.
No, it's not.
Because...
Nope.
Can I be...
Heyo.
I mean, I'm gonna be really inappropriate here.
You're on cough meds. Go ahead.
It could be the cold medicine, but I'm going to say that it's so great that she's going to model her portrayal after Hillary, who I thought did fairly well in the debates the other night. But it's also, like, the problem for the voters is, like, you know... Hillary isn't necessarily the most appealing to people. It's like her personality that people have a thing with, whatever. Just by thinking of Linda Carter as the president while Hillary's really the president, I think could really work in tandem with each other.
Pretty cool.
Am I going to get arrested for saying that?
No, I think you're okay.
No, by saying that Hillary's not that compelling of a personality, that's not that big of a stretch.
Arrested.
I can care less.
What I'm saying is Linda Carter is hotter, and I wish that the female president looked like Linda Carter and maybe had the policies of
I don't
Hillary,
care what the personality of the president is. I just want them to be a good human being. That's all there is to it. So with that said, let's all put ourselves over really quick. Adam Gertler, go.
Hey, is that it? We're done?
Yeah.
We got to go?
Okay, guys. I'll see you around at Adam Gertler. I'm going to get off the cold meds, and I'll be back.
All right, Roxy.
Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me at Roxy Stryer. And don't forget, I started a new show on Screen Junkies. It's called Flash and Friends. We talk about Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, Arrow, and Flash. That's Wednesdays, 1 p.m. If you need a recap of the last couple seasons of Flash, we just did that. They just aired. That's on Screen Junkies Plus. Go check that out. And also, of course, TV Fights, Tuesdays, 4 p.m.
At Mike Kalinowski at Twitter. Character Corner is going to be coming back strong. We got those shows coming out next week, so we are going to be... I've been working on them for you guys, and we're going to get them out there. But every day, it seems like new characters are popping up for the DC Universe, so when they come up, I'm working on them. So we'll see you then.
There you go. At Jay Quasto, Brea Improv headlining there October 19th, and we have a blood drive at Fountain Valley Regional Hospital October 22nd. If you're near Orange County, come out for that. Houston, Texas, I'll be there November 4th and 5th. And this is actually really cool. You guys know audio storytelling has kind of made a comeback, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm actually in a new modern adaptation of Dracula. It's called the it's really neat. It's called The Dracula Files. Season 1's already available. Season 2. I'm sorry?
Are you Igor?
No, I am Arthur Holmwood.
Oh.
Yeah. So it comes out next week, and you could already buy season 1, or you could wait and buy season 1 and 2. I come in season 2. It's done really well.
That's awesome.
And it's awesome. So just look up the Dracula Files on social media, and I'll make sure I send you the link. I'm really excited about it because I've never done anything quite like this.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
And I need one more minute. I'm really sorry because TV time. I forgot Gotham have a new episode, and I didn't talk about Lucifer's first episode. So
oh my god, TV time addendum tag.
TV time addendum.
This is a post credit scene. Yes, our DC movie news.
Well,
unprecedented.
Everybody in here is like, "What the hell, Roxy?" And I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm the worst. I'm really sorry." Gotham got interesting again this week. What happened between? I'll try to be spoiler free. But there was a very, very crazy fish penguin moment, which was what it was.
Yep. Fish Mooney.
Yep, and that was wild. Lucifer, I love it. I love it. I love that you guys know coming back that we are introducing the mom this season. Really interesting storyline.
Roxy loves it.
I'm all in on Lucifer. I'm definitely in on Gotham this season. And Lucifer will be coming back next week, so we can talk more about that.
Court of Owls, what?
Shows. Like he said. Okay, sorry, Johnny, take us out of here.
That's it. At DC Booz SK, thanks for Zach in the booth, and thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Quarter Owls, Invaders,
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.